My name is Dr. Meryl Nass, and I and Dr. Kat Lindley will be talking about the new WHO documents. You've heard from my last two colleagues that the rulers of many countries and many other apparatchiks have been wantonly breaking the law over the last 3 years. They have had no concern about obeying the law, and they want to protect themselves. That's it. Oops. Okay. We're undergoing a soft coup, and the idea is to create a whole new set of laws and ignore the existing human rights laws and other laws under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and the biosecurity agenda. 70 countries at least are involved with this, 50 supported by the US. And the justification requires you to believe that pandemics are common and that they're caused by humans catching diseases from animals, from what they call spillover. And Fauci and Daszak have pushed this idea continuously over the last 3 years. Two examples. This is one Tony Fauci said in the journal Cell. In a human-dominated world in which our human activities represent aggressive, damaging, and unbalanced interactions with nature, we will increasingly provoke new disease emergences. Daszak and Fauci's two lieutenants said the same thing. We must realize in our crowded world, human behaviors, environmental changes, and inadequate public health mechanisms can turn obscure animal viruses into existential human threats. And who is going along with this? Basically, all the major multinational organizations, as well as all our health authorities. The WHO is developing through all its nations, but with the WHO directorate in the United States in charge, a pandemic treaty and amendments to the existing international health regulations that will remove the human rights protections currently embedded in the IHRs, will enforce surveillance, censorship, get rid of freedom of speech, require governments to censor and only push a single narrative. Also, we will be subject, if they can make this work, to vaccines developed in 100 days, which the organization CEPI is planning to do. And one of the people who founded CEPI was Jeremy Farrar, who is now the chief scientist at the WHO to bring this forward. Other things that amendments do is to bind the states so they're no longer recommendations, but enforceable edicts. Provide a liability shield, get rid of intellectual property rights, move supplies from one country to another, enforce digital passports, and the Director General of WHO can demand that a pandemic or a potential pandemic exists. He can just declare it with no standards, and then countries around the world will have to obey. Also, the WHO will tell you what drugs you can and can't use in your nation once a pandemic is declared. Obviously, the budget will increase. One Health is another part of this. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept is a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals. And I've got the quote there from The Lancet in January.